Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
And we thank the Lord on Sunday we can again gather together in Him, in the Spirit, in His name.
我们感谢主，在主日早晨，我们能够再聚在他面前，在一个在他的里面，在他的灵的里面聚集。
And let's first have a word of prayer and to give ourselves and also give the fountain into His gracious hands.
让我们有点祷告，把我们自己，把我们的聚会交在他的手中。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
And indeed, you are Lord, you are Savior.
是的，你是我们的主，你是我们的救主。
And you continue to speak to us to strengthen us.
你一直不断地向我们的心来说话，来坚固我们。
And you continue to work in us to perfect your good work.
你一直不断地继续在我们里面来做工，使你的善工成就在我们的里面。
Lord, today, now, and we are gathering together in your very presence.
主，今天早晨就是现在，我们聚在你自己的同在中间。
And the Lord, we pray that you will give us a listening ear.
主，我们祷告，你赐给我们能听的耳朵。
You will give us a teachable heart.
你赐给我们受教的心。
And we also pray for your anointing to be upon the one who will be speaking, interpreting, and those who will be listening.
我们祷告，你的膏油要来膏抹我们做出口的，我们翻译的，还有我们听的弟兄姊妹的身上。
And so that we could all be edified by you.
让我们都能够被你建造起来。
And the Lord, you will be the Lord over the following time.
主，你在下面的时间里面，你在掌权，你来做主。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
But then, sisters, let's first turn to our Bibles, and we would like to read a few passages.
弟兄姊妹们，我们打开圣经，我们一同来读几处的经文。
And first, let's turn to Luke, chapter 18. We're going to read verse 8.
我们先来到路加福音十八章，我们读第八节。
And I'm going to read first, and my brother going to read in Mandarin.
我先来读英文，我弟兄会来读中文。
Luke 18:8. I tell you that he avenged them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
路加福音十八章第八节，我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德吗？
And then let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
下一处是希伯来书十一章。
And we're going to read verses 1 and 2.
我们来读第一节和第二节。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And then in the same chapter, we're going to read verse 6.
我们同一章，我们读第六节。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for heThat cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1.
下面是彼得前书第一章。
And we're going to read verse 9.
我们读第九节。
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
并且得到你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
And lastly, let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3.
最后我们读提撒罗尼迦后书第一章第三节。
We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is only fitting, because your faith is increasing abundantly, and the love of each and every one of you toward one another grows ever greater.
弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
But in sister, today I would like to fellowship on one topic, the topic of increasing faith.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我要和大家来分享一个题目，这个题目就是信心的增长。
And so the verse we just read in Luke 18 verse 8,The Lord says that when he returns, he was to find faith on the earth.
我们刚刚读的经文，路加福音十八章第八节，这里主说，当他回来的时候， 他能够遇得见世上有信德吗？
And yeah, in Chinese it seems the translation a little bit different, but actually it is just the faith.
中文里面讲这个信德，实际上在原文里面的话呢，就是信心。
Yes, exactly. It is faith. The Lord is looking for faith and he is expecting faith in us.
主来的时候，他在地上要来找信心，他期望在我们的里面能找到信心。
And also in the epistles, the apostles also emphasize the importance of faith for our Christian life.
在这个使徒书里面，使徒的书信里面，使徒也在强调说信心在我们生活中的重要性。
And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 that we Christians should walk by faith.
保罗弟兄在哥林多后书五章七节这里说，我们基督徒需要我们的行事为人是凭着信心。
And faith not only governs our Christian walk, but it is also the principle for our service and work.
这个信心不光是要来就是管制来带领我们的行事为人，并且也来管理，也来管制我们的服事和工作。
Yes, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3, in other places, the phrase "the work of faith" appears repeatedly.
我们在这个书信里面能看见这个工作需要的信心一直不断的出现。
Yes, the work of faith.
就这个信心这句话。是一直不断的出现的。
So we can see that the faith is the very principle for Christian walk and service.
我们能看见说，对于基督徒的服事和生活来讲，信心是一个非常重要的原则。
And the faith is also the weapon to fend off enemies' attack and overcome the world.
我们知道信心也是一个兵器，能够来抵挡仇敌，能够来胜过世界。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, we are exhorted to take the shield of faith.So that we should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the enemy.
在以弗所书六章十六节，这里我们被劝诫说，我们需要拿着信心，拿着信德做藤牌，抵挡恶者那一切的火箭。
And the faith is indeed the defensive gear to fend off all the attacks of the enemy.
信心就是那个防卫的兵器，用来抵挡仇敌一切的攻击。
And not only could we fend off the attacks of the enemy by faith, but our faith could also overcome the world.
这个信心不光是一个兵器能够来抵挡仇敌，并且也是一个兵器能够胜过世界。
And the apostle John says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, it is our faith that we can overcome the world.
使徒约翰在约翰一书五章四节这里说，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
And the faith is also the means by which we can be kept by the power of God, and also the means that we can, by which we can please God.
信心也是使我们能够蒙神能力保守的那个方法，信心也是使我们能够走这条路的一个条件。
Yes, that is also the means by which we can also please God.
也是信心，唯有靠着信心，我们才能够讨神的喜悦。
And the brothers and sisters in our Christian journeys, there will be many trials and temptations.
弟兄姊妹们，在这条属灵的路上，我们会遇见很多的试探试炼。
And but we thank the Lord, we don't continue on in this journey with our own effort.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主，我们在走这条路的时候，我们不是靠自己的努力来走的。
And if we are trying to walk in this journey with our own effort and with our own strength, we are doomed to fail.
如果我们是靠自己的力量，靠自己的努力来走这条路的话，我们一定会失败的。
But we thank the Lord because it is Him whom we trust.
感谢主，我们是来信靠我们的主。
And but the means that we can experience His keeping power.Is our faith.
我们来经历他的保守的大能，就是通过信心。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, it says, We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.
在彼得前书一章五节这里说，我们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，能够得着这个救恩。
So brothers and sisters, when we are trusting our Lord in faith, then we can experience His keeping power in protection.And in guiding us closely so that we would not stumble or fall.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们能够因着信，能够蒙神的能力保守的时候，我们在走这条路的时候，我们就不会失败，我们就不会失脚。
And also, not only could we experience His keeping power, but we could also please Him.
我们不单是能够经历神保守的大能，我们还能够讨神的喜悦。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it says,
在希伯来书十一章第六节这里说，
And without faith it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
So to please God, to gain favor in His sight, brothers and sisters, we need to trust Him in faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要讨神的喜悦，我们要得神的恩惠，我们需要在信心里面来信靠他。
And since the faith is so essential, so important for our Christian walk, our service in our journey.
对我们基督徒的行事为人，对我们的服事，对我们的工作来讲的话，信心是非常的重要，是不可缺少的。
Yeah, so brothers,Brothers and sisters, what is faith?
弟兄姊妹们，什么是信心？
And there's some faith is a frequent term that we have been using, and this is, seems pretty familiar to us.
我们对信心这个词，我们应该不陌生，我们经常用它。
And but sometimes if we spend a little bit more time on it to think about it, the exact meaning probably could be a little bit fuzzy to us.
但是呢，如果我们花更多的时间来思想信心的时候，也许我们会觉得这个也许我们还有很多不了解的地方。
And so today I would like to spend a little bit time to share my understanding.
今天我们要来花一点时间来看看信心。
And so faith is the faith is our spiritual sight and the channel that brings a spiritual blessing in our lives.
信心是我们属灵的眼睛，也是那个属灵的管道，能把神的祝福带到我们的生命中来。
And in the latter part of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says,
在希伯来书十一章的第一节的后半段里面说，
And faith is the evidence of things not seen.
信是未见之事的确据。
And things not seen refer to the things in the spiritual realm.
未见之事就是指属灵境界里面的事情。
And things are not visible to our physical eyes.
是那些我们用我们肉身的眼睛看不见的事情。
And so now, even we could not see the spiritual things with our physical eyes, they could become evident in us through faith.
信心，我们的眼睛虽然看不见属灵的事情，但这个信心，那属灵的事情在我们里面就成为一个确据。
Yes, so no wonder many Bible students, and they will consider faith is our spiritual eyes.
很多研究圣经的学者都认为说信心是我们属灵的眼睛。
And so by faith, we can have a peek into the spiritual realm.
借着信心，我们就能够好像看见属灵的境界，虽然只是看见一点点。
And Hebrews 11:1, and he also says that the faith is the substance of things hoped for.
在希伯来书十一章第一节这里说，信是所望之事的实底。
And in the Darby translations, it says that faith is the substantiation of things hoped for.
在达比的这个翻译里面，它就是信心是使那些我们所盼望的事情，它能够实化，能够具体化的那个东西。
Yes, faith will substantiate what we hope for.
信心能够把我们所盼望的事情变成实际。
And what we hope for is not just the things that we are put on our wish list.Probably we have a lot of wish lists.
我们的盼望的事情其实跟我们就是所那个列的单子期望，并不是只是我们期望的单子上的一件东西。
And the hope is in what the Lord has done and who He is.
我们的盼望是在主的身上，是在主所做的工作上面。
Is in what He has done on the cross for us.
是我们的主在十字架上为我们所成就的。
It's about Him.
是关于主。
And so through faith, what he is and what he has done could be substantiated and into our lives as a reality.
借着信心，我们能够把主所成就的成为我们生命中的实际。
Faith is the substantiation for things hoped for.
信心就是所望之事的实底。
And brothers and sisters, probably we still remember when we first believed in the Lord.
我们也许还记得我们的主所说的话，当我们遇见主的时候。
Yes, when we first believed in the Lord.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们所经历的。
And the word of the Lord says that we will be forgiven by His blood if we believe in Him.
主对我们说，如果我们信他，我们的罪，我们就会因着他的血，我们得赦免。
Yes, the efficacy of the blood is invisible. It is very intangible.
这个血的功效是看不见的，好像是摸不着的。
But it's through faith and the word of the Lord will make it personal and will make it a reality in us.
但借着信心，主的话就能够成为我们个人的经历，成为那个实际在我们身上。
And just by the simple believing, then we are convinced that and our sins has been forgiven.
就借着简单的信心，我们就能够相信说我们的罪得赦免了。
And we are now sinners saved by grace.
我们现在是蒙恩的罪人。
And brothers and sisters, so faith is our spiritual eye and also the channels that will bring spiritual blessings in our lives.
弟兄姊妹们，信心就是我们属灵的眼睛，信心也是一个属灵的管道，能够把神的祝福带进我们的生命中。
And the faith is also from the Lord.
信心其实是从主来的。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith.
在希伯来书十二章第二节这里说，耶稣是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
So faith is from the Lord.
信心是从主来的。
In the original Greek, faith actually means trust. Also can means being persuaded.
在希腊原文里面，信心的意思就是说信靠，或者也可以翻译成说被说服了。
So there's some Bible students understood it as the Spirit of God is persuading in you and in me to persuade us to trust in God.
根据圣经的学者的研究，就是信心可以认为是神的灵在我们里面来说服我们，以至于我们能够来相信，来接受神的工作。
But when here in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, the author refers to our faith.
这里在希伯来书十二章第二节讲的是我们的信心。
And actually it is aWhen we are willing to be persuaded by the Spirit, and so that we can put our trust in God, the faith that is from the Lord will become ours.
这里讲到说，当圣灵在我们里面来做工，来说服我们，使我们能够信靠神，能够相信他的话的时候，那么那个信心，就是主耶稣的信心，就成为我们的信心。
Yes, that will become yours and will become mine.
这个信心成为你的信心，也成为我的信心。
We thank the Lord, the faith is from God.
感谢主，这个信心是从神来的。
When we first believe in Him, the faith already comes into us.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，初信主的时候，这个信心就在我们里面了。
And our Lord will continue to work in our faith to its perfection.
我们的主要在我们里面继续不断的做工，要把这个信心做到完全。
And from the word of the Lord, we can also see that the object of our faith is God Himself.
我们从主的话里面能看见说，这个信心的对象就是神的自己。
Our faith leads us to God.
或者说这个信心要把我们带到神自己那里去。
In Hebrews 11:6, it says that he that comes to God must believe that he is.
在希伯来书十一章第六节这里说，那些有我们必须信神，必须信神是。
Yes, we have to believe he is.
我们必须信神是。
And in the original Greek, it may be better translated as the cometh to God must believe I am.
那个在希腊原文里面，也许更好的翻译就是说，那个到神面前来的人必须信神是那一位。
Yes, when we come before the Lord, we need to have this confidence. We need to believe that He is that great I am.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们需要有那个信心来相信说，他就是那自由拥有的那一位。
And He is the Almighty, All Sufficient God.
他是那位万能的神，他是那位全足、全有、全分的神。
And God leads us to God Him.The faith leads us to God Himself.
信心要把我们带到神那里去。
And sometimes, brothers and sisters, we may place our faith in the outcome of a certain matter.
弟兄姊妹们，有些时候我们可能会把信心放在这个外部的环境里面。
And we probably say that I believe the things will turn out this way or that way.
我们也许说我们会相信信心会，我们有的人会这么说，是我们会相信说这个事情会这么发生或者那么发生。
And we praise the Lord for that if the Lord make it evident and clear to you about His leading.
我们感谢赞美主，如果神把他的带领向我们来显明的话。
But if we just solely put our focus and attention on the outcome of a certain matter.
如果我们只是把我们的这个注意力放在这个某事情的这个结果上面的时候。
And we probably has missed the focus.
也许我们就失去了那个真正的这个靶心。
And,It is because the object of our faith is God Himself.
因为这个信心的对象其实是神自己。
And we trust our God in His sovereignty.
我们需要来信靠神，信靠他的全能。
In His faithfulness, in His great love.
信靠他的全，信靠他的信实，信靠他的爱。
No wonder someone says that concerning our faith is not a matter how great our faith we have.
关于我们讲到信心这个字的话，其实不是我们的信心有多大的问题。
And it is a matter in faith how great our God is to us.
而是在我们的信心里面，我们看见说神到底有多伟大。
So, brothers and sisters, the measure of our faith depends on how much we know our God.
我们信心的度量是根据我们对我们神的认识来决定的。
And the more we come to see the Lord's sovereignty,
当我们越多的看见我们神的全能的时候
，the more we come to know His faithfulness.
当我们越多的认识主的信实的时候
，the more we can trust in Him, the more we can rest in Him.
那我们就能够越多来信靠他，让我们就越多的在他里面有安息。
And also from the word of the Lord, we can also see that the faith is a living and it should continue to grow.
从主的话里面，我们看见说，这个信心是活的，这个信心是需要不断的来成长、来增加的。
And we remember our Lord used the mustard seed and to describe our faith.
我们记得主在福音书里面用这个芥菜种的种子来比喻我们的信心。
And the meaning of the mustard seed like faith has at least a twofold meaning.
这个比喻里面有两层的意思。
And on the one hand, it means that it is a living.
一方面的意思是说这是活的。
And we should have this living relationship, a connection with our Lord Himself.
我们需要一个活的这个关系。跟主连接的关系。
Because our Lord is the author and the finisher of our faith.
因为我们的主是我们的信心的创始成终的那一位。
On the other hand, it also means that our faith can grow.
另外一个方面的意思就是说这个信心是会增长的。
And it's just like a grain of mustard seed, it has a potential and to root, to sprout and to continue to grow.
就像那个芥菜种子一样它会生根它会发芽它会成长。
And for this is one characteristic of our faith. It's a living.
这是我们关于信心的一个特征，就是它是活的。
And there's also an outcome of our faith.
信心也会有个结果表现出来。
And that results in the salvation of our souls.
这个结果就是魂的救恩。
And so faith is not only should be growing in us, and He will continue to work in us to reach His end.
信心不光在我们里面会增加、会成长，并且信心会达到那个果效。
And in 1 Peter 1:9 it says,
在彼得前书第一章第九节这里说
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, our soul is where our personality resides.
弟兄姊妹们，这魂就是我们个格所在的地方。
And our soul represents who we are.
这个魂就代表我们的己。
And so, as our soul experiences the salvation,
当我们的魂经历了救恩的时候
，and our life, our personality will be changed.
我们的生命，我们的个格就会被改变。
And the more salvation our soul experienced,
如果当我们的魂经历更多的救恩的时候
，and the more transformation we will be experiencing,
我们就能够经历更大的转变。
And the more we'll be like Christ.
我们有越来越多的像主的样子。
And we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And as we exercise our faith.
当我们来操练信心的时候
，and as it continue to increase，
当这个信心在不断的增加的时候
，and our spiritual life will grow and be transformed，
我们的属灵的生命就会成长，就会被改变。
Faith actually has much to do with our spiritual growth。
信心实际上是有很多的工作要做在我们属灵的成长里面。
Yes, it has much to do with our spiritual growth. Yes，
是有很多的工作要做在我们成长里面。
Faith is, so we can see that the faith is from the Lord and the faith leads us to the Lord.
我们看见说信心是从主来的，信心要把我们带到主自己那里去。
And the faith works in us so that we, to transform us to be like the Lord.
信心在我们里面工作的一个目的就是把我们改变向主。
We thank the Lord for His salvation.
我们为主的救恩来感谢主。
And so, brothers and sisters, what is the basis of our faith?
弟兄姊妹们，这信心的根基是什么？
AndFrom the word, we can see that our faith is based on the word of our Lord.
从主的话里面，我们能看见说，这个我们的信心是根据于主的话。
And Romans 10:17, it says.
罗马书十章十七节这里说。
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
And faith comes to us through the hearing of the word of God.
信是从基督的话来的。
And the word here is not the objective truth.
这里我们这里所听见的话并不是客观的道。
You know, in the Bible, the objective truth in the original word is a logos.
我们知道在圣经里面，当我们讲到这个客观的这个话的时候，我们是用这个 logos 这个词。
Yes, and the word here actually is another word, is a rhema.
在圣经原文里面，这个听见这个话的话呢，实际上是用另外一个字，就是 rhema, 是希腊文。
And the rhema is the objective truth that has been quickened and revealed by the Holy Spirit in us.
这个 rhema 这个字的意思就是说，那个客观的话，那客观的道，在我们里面是被圣灵点活，成为我们主观的经历。
And the objective truth now has been made personal, has been made subjective, it has become mine.
这客观的真理成为我们里面主观的经历，成为我的。
It is our subjective experience of the objective truth of God.
是我们对客观的真理的一个主观的经历，主观的领受。
And so, brothers and sisters, probably when we first heard the gospel, and we probably still remember it at the moment.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也许都记得我们刚刚听见福音的时候那个情形。
And when we were told that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
当我们被告诉说我们的主耶稣基督为了我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
And we probably come to the point that we acknowledge that it is, we agree, and we agree it is a historical fact.
也许我们会同意这件事情，认为这是个历史事件。
And that what happened was true, and that was a logos for us.
那么这个观点的话呢，就是说这是客观的真理，是个 logos.
But it still doesn't have any impact on me, and doesn't have any influence over my life.
但是这个客观的实际对我们来讲的话，好像没有什么关系，对我们的生命没有什么产生的变化。
But it was not until one day, at one moment, somehow the Holy Spirit worked in us.
那一直到有一天，圣灵在我们里面做工了。
And then we came to realize that Jesus' crucifixion was actually for me.
我们意识到耶稣基督上十字架是为我的缘故。
And his bloodshed and his death were all for me.
他的宝血的流出，他的死都是为了我的缘故。
And then the salvation became personal.
那么这个救恩就成为我们个人的经历了。
And it became subjective to me.
在我里面成为了主观的经历。
And now it became rhema.
在我里面就成为那个 rhema。
And the crucifixion happened 2,000 years ago, and it became my personal experience today.
那在2000年前发生的耶稣基督钉十字架那件事情，就成为我今天我里面的经历。
The logos became rhema to me.
那客观的真理就成为我们主观的经历。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what Paul says in Romans 10:17.
这就是保罗弟兄在罗马书十章十七节这里面说的。
Our faith is built on the word that the Lord is saying to us.
我们的信心是建造在神自己把他的话说在我们的里面。
And that is through the Holy Spirit, that is for the present time.
那是圣灵把神的话说在我的里面。
And our faith is based on the word of the Lord, the Rhema word.
我们的信心就是根据于神在我们里面所说的活的话。
And so our faith is, brothers and sisters, we have received faith and we can also see some characteristic of the faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都接受了信心，我们都看见说信心有哪些特征。
And we also, and from the word of the Lord, we can see that the Lord expects us our faith to continue to grow, to increase.
从主的话里面，我们也看见说主期望我们的信心是会增长、会增加的。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul has this expectation for the church at Corinth.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗弟兄对哥林多的教会有这样的期望。
He expected their faith to continue to grow, to increase.
他期望哥林多的弟兄姊妹们，他们的信心要增加的。
So, brothers and sisters, our faith should not be in the static state.
我们的信心应该停止在一个静止不动的一个状态里面。
And rather, it should be ever increasing.
我们的信心是应该不断的增加的。
And brothers and sisters, I don't know what state you are in now.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你的属灵的观点是怎么样。
You probably have a great faith.
也许你有一个很好的信心。
And praise the Lord for that.
我为这个来感谢主。
But probably sometimes we feel we are pretty weak in faith.
但有些弟兄姊妹也许会觉得信心很软弱。
But we don't need to lose heart over it.
但是你也不需要失望。
Because the Lord will continue His work in us.
因为主会在我们的里面继续不断的做工。
And He wants our faith to increase and He wants us to trust Him more and more.
因为他要我们的信心增加，他要我们来不断的来信靠他。
And our faith shall be in an increasing growing process.
我们的信心是应该是一个不断增加的一个过程。
And in this increasing growing process, brothers and sisters, there is an indispensable thing that is a test.
在这个信心不断增加的过程里面，有个不可缺少的环节就是试炼。
Yes, as test also, and the word, is also translated as a trial in some passages.
这个字可以翻译成试验，也可以翻译成试炼。
And we know that the purpose of the testing of our faith, has at least a twofold.
我们知道这个信心经受试验是有个两个目的的。
And one is to examine and is to approve.
一个目的就是要来检查，要来查验。
Actually, the meaning of the word test in the original language refers to examine, prove, or approve.
这个测试，这个原文的意思就是要来检查，要来证实。
And it could mean that the word means to prove the property and the characteristics of a certain material.
是要来证明某种材料的属性和特征。
And to use some tests to prove that.
用一些的这个测验来试验的手段来检测。
And so on this point, I was reminded about a work project I was involved in about a decade ago.
我想起来，就是在十几年前，我工作中有一个项目。
Yeah, that is a full scale airframe static test.
这是这个飞机的整个机身的那个测试。
And the purpose of the test was to prove that the airframe could take the loads that the airplane going to experience in the actual flights.
这个试验的目的就是来证明。这个机身这个可靠性是在这个飞行的过程中间，在各种动作里面，这个在这负载的情况下面，它的可靠性怎么样
？And so what they did was they put this the whole basically the airplane in a test lab.
他们把这个整个的飞机放在这个实验室里面。
And they put all kinds of simulated forces on the airframe.
就这周围有很多的设备，他们来增加这种力量。
And so they kind of twisted, they kind of bended.
他们把飞机这个扭来扭去，把飞机折来折去。
And for some extreme tests, the body of the airframe, the fuselage was torqued, twisted like a twisted donut.
在这个有一个很极端的实验里面，它的机身整个被扭曲，像甜甜圈一样扭曲过来。
Yeah, yes, a twisted donut. And for some cases, the wing was bent upward. The deflection was so large.I feel like the wind was almost touching the roof.
在另外一个极端的试验里面，这个翅膀被折过来，好像要碰到这个机顶上面去。
The roof of the house.
要碰到这个实验室的屋顶上面去。
Yes, and that was my first time involving such a test.
那是我第一次来参加这样的一个实验。
And when I saw those, when I witnessed those extreme cases.
当我在参加这种这个特极端情况下的测试的时候
，And it was really a nerve-wracking to me.
对我来讲是一个很震惊的事情。
And as I was operating the instruments, I was really afraid that the airplane going to crack and break just on my watch.
当我在这个操作的过程中间，当我看见说要做这样的极端的测试的时候，我当时很担心，我觉得这个飞机肯定要散架了。
And there's a lot of times I feel like my heart was at my throat.
很多时候我觉得我心都要跳出来了。
But while there's on my team, there's many other experienced engineers.
但是跟我工作的同事有很多其他有经验的一个同事。
And when I looked at them, they were very focused, but they were not as nervous as I was.
当我来看他们的时候，好像他们很专心的在操作，他们一点也不紧张，至少不像我那么紧张。
Because they knew the airplane was designed.To take such loads.
因为他们知道说这个飞机的设计的指标就有这样的一个极端的情况。
And it should be fine.
应该是没问题的。
And brothers and sisters, our God loves us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神爱我们。
And he permits, sometimes he permits some circumstances to fall upon us.
有一些时候他允许一些环境临到我们。
And he is help us to trust in him in faith.
他是帮助我们在这样的环境里面能够来信靠他。
And to experience his abundant grace.
能够来经历他丰盛的恩典。
And when we come to the Lord and in faith.
当我们在信心里面来到主的里面的时候。
And it was just like the Lord will help us to see that he has already prepared sufficient grace in us for our circumstances.
主要来帮助我们来看见说他在这个环境里面他已经为我们预备了丰盛的恩典。
And it's just like the airplane who was designed to take the loads.
就像那个飞机它有设计指标里面就是要来对付这种极端的情况。
Yes, indeed, in all circumstances, we, not only could we take the loads.
是的，在我们的环境里面我们不但只是说我们能够承受压力。
But we can be more than conquerors.
我们能够成为那个得胜者。
Another purpose of the testing is to purify our faith.
然后这个信心这实验的另外一个目的是要来洁净我们的信心。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7,
在彼得前书第一章第七节这里说
It says the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it is tried with fire.
叫你们的信心既被实验就比那被火实验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
And Job says in Job 23 verse 10,
在约伯记23章10节这里说
When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
然后他试炼我之后我必如金金。
Our faith is refined and purified through fire.
我们的信心就像那个被试炼过的一样金金一样。
And we all know that the 24K gold is much more precious and valuable than the 18K.
我们知道那个 24K 的全金是要比 18K 的那不全的金要更有价值的。
And when the dross and the mixtures are removed, when the dross and the mixture are removed, the gold will become more and more, will become more precious.
当这个金子里面的杂质被除去以后，这个金子会越来越纯净。
And this is exactly the reason and the purpose of our Lord for our faith to go through trials and tests.
这就是同一个目的，为什么我们的主要让我们的信心经过这个试验。
And so our faith could be made pure.
我们的信心就会越来越纯净。
And our trust in Him would be much more simple.
我们对他的信靠会越来越简单。
But sisters, don't we think that we have so many trusts in our life?
弟兄姊妹们，我们在我们的生活中间是不是有很多的试炼？
Trust.
我们是不是有很多的信心？
Yes, there's many things that we trust.
在生活中间也许我们会来相信很多的事情。
Yes, we trust in God.
我们相信神。
But we also trust many other things.
但是我们也相信其他很多的事情。
And we trust in ourselves.
我们来相信我们自己
and our intelligence,
我们相信看我们的智慧
our ability, our wealth,
我们的能力
our health,
我们的健康我们的财富
but when circumstances come, we will discover that.
但是当一环境临到的时候我们会发现说
Nothing is trustworthy except the Lord himself.
所有的一切都不可靠只有我们的主自己才最可最可靠
and our circumstances will compel us to come to the Lord for grace and mercy.
我们的环境会把我们逼到主的面前去来求他的恩典和怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, in the past year, it has been a test to our faith.
弟兄姊妹们在过去的一年里面对我们的信心来讲这就是一个试验。
And many things has been shaken.
许多的事情都被摇动被震动了。
And we probably discovered that none of them actually was reliable.
我们也许发现说我们以前所信靠的这些东西都不可靠。
And it actually has been a trying time, a purifying time to all of us.
这去年，这过去的一年就是一个试炼的那个洁净的这样的一个时间。
As it's a trying and purifying of our faith.
所以对我们信心来讲是一个经过试验使我们的信心能够更加全进。
And the Lord reminded us to trust in Him and to trust in Him only.
我们的主提醒我们来信靠他并且来单单来信靠他。
Yeah, so as we follow the Lord in faith,
当我们在信心里面来跟随主的时候
And there could be many hindrances.
也许我们会遇到很多的障碍
And in the interest of time, I just would like to mention a few points.
也因着时间的关系我可能只能提几个点
And our faith could be hindered by our head knowledge.
我们的信心也许会受我们头脑知识的阻碍
And brothers and sisters, as Christians, probably we have heard many messages.
我们作为基督徒也许我们已经听了很多的道
And today is one of them.
今天也是一个天道
Yeah.And we probably feel like the development of our spiritual growth is not quite balanced.
我们也许觉得说我们这个生命的成长也许不是那么平衡。
And we have a lot of times we feel like we have our head is pretty big.
很多时候我们觉得说我们脑袋很大。
And we have a lot of knowledge.
我们有很多的头脑里面的知识。
But our feet are small.
我们的脚也许很小。
And we may have a lot of spiritual knowledge, but we don't walk in it as much.
也许我们有很多属灵的知识，但是在生活中间用出来的不多。
Yes, we need to hear the messages.
对，是的，我们需要来听到。
We need to have the word of the Lord.
我们需要来听主的话。
But the word, if the word is only stay, stays in our head, and it will not profit us.
但如果主的话只是停留在我们的头脑里面，对我们的益处就不多。
And but just like Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says.
就像希伯来书四章第二节这里说。
By the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with the faith in them that heard it.
只是所听见的道与他们无益，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
And what we have heard is will give us no profit if it is only knowledge, not reality in our lives.
我们所听见的与我们并没有益处，如果我们没有把我们所听见的跟我们的生活来调和。
If the knowledge actually pops up, we feel like we already have it.He actually will turn a hindrance for us, for our faith.
如果我们所知道的、所获得头脑知识使我们骄傲，那么这就成为那个拦阻。
And another hindrance is our physical sight.
另外一个阻碍就是我们的眼、我们的肉身的眼睛。
And brothers and sisters, probably we remember the incidents that the Lord walked on the water.
我弟兄姊妹也许记得福音书里面讲到那个故事，就是主耶稣在水面上行走。
And when Peter knew he was the Lord, he asked the Lord to bid him to come to him on the water as well.
当彼得看见说是主在那边走的时候，彼得跟主说：“主啊，我也要过去，你让我过去。”
I believe in the beginning the eyes, the gaze of Peter was on the Lord, so he was okay.
我相信在开始的时候，彼得是注视主的，所以他可以走。
But then later, he took his gaze from the Lord and to see the wind.
但是后来，当他的眼光从主身上离开，看见这个风。的时候
and then he became afraid.
他就开始害怕了
and his heart was sinking, and his body would also start to sink.
他心里面害怕，他的身体就沉下去了
And brothers and sisters, it could be well be our situation.
弟兄姊妹们，这很可能就是我们的光景
And when we look at our circumstances,
当我们来看环境的时候
and there are so many things that will cause us to be anxious to lose heart.
环境里面有这么多的事情，让我们感到焦虑，让我们感到失望
Yes, the wind is strong.
是的，周围的风很大。
And our time has become more and more difficult and challenging.
我们的这个时代变得越来越的困难，越来越挑战性越多。
What we can see could easily hinder our faith in the Lord.
我们眼所看见的，很多时候成为在主里面我们的拦阻。
Therefore, Paul exhorts us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这是保罗弟兄在哥林多后书五章七节里说的。
And He says, as Christians, we are to walk by faith, not by sight.
我们作为基督徒，我们行事为人是要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And so, we truly pray that may the Lord help us.
我们需要来真实的祷告，求主帮助我们。
So that no matter what circumstances we might be in,
使我们不管在什么样的环境里面
，our gaze will always be on Him.
我们的眼目都要注视在主的身上
，so that we can truly be above our circumstances.
我们就能够来胜过环境。
And just like Peter walking on the water as he fixed his eyes on the Lord.
就像彼得能够注视主的时候，他就能够在水面上行走。
And one more potential hindrance.
还有另外一个阻碍。
And that is doubt.
那就是怀疑。
And James chapter 1 verse 6 it says.
在雅各书一章六节这里说。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
And when we doubt, actually we will have many thoughts running in different directions in us.
当我们怀疑的时候，我们的心就像那个波浪翻腾的海一样。
And so that as a, just like there's a tug of war going on in us.
就像我们里面可能是拔河一样。
So as a result, we will lose the simplicity in trusting in the Lord.
这个结果的话，我们就失去那个单纯的信心来信靠主。
So may we steadily follow the Lord in faith without doubting.Without wavering.
那我们这是能够来有坚实的信心来依靠主，不要疑惑，不要摇摆。
So, brothers and sisters, these are some potential hindrances.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是一些拦阻。
But I believe that we all have this desire to continue to grow, to increase our faith in the Lord.
我相信每一个基督徒都有这个愿望，要来在主里面信心成长。
But as how to exercise our faith, I also would like to mention a few points.
下面的话我要分享一点，就是怎么样来操练我们的信心。
And this is, hopefully it will be a future, mutual encouragement.
我盼望这些能够成为我们彼此的激励。
And the first is that we should have the word of the Lord hidden in our hearts.
第一点就是我们需要把神的话藏在我们的心里面。
We already mentioned that the word of the Lord is a basis for our faith.
我们也提到说主的话是我们信心的根据。
And the brothers and sisters, we need to spend time and reading his word.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要花时间来读主的话。
And I know that during the pandemic time, we have a lot of we have a little bit more spare time.
在过去的一年的疫情里面，也许我们会有更多的时间在手上。
And hopefully we have spent a little bit more time in the Word.
所以我实在盼望弟兄姊妹们已经花了更多的时间在主的话语里面。
But now since vaccines are available and probably the situation will turn better later this year.
现在的话疫苗已经出来了，也许这个情况越来越好。
And the country will gradually open up, and we will eventually return to so-called normal.
也许的话，我们就很快就回到我们从前那个正常的生活里面去了。
In another sense, it means that our schedule is going to be filled up pretty soon. We're going to become busy again.
换句话说，也许我们的时间会越来越少，我们会越来越忙。
And may the Lord grant us grace.
我们求主来赐给我们恩典。
And no matter how busy we may be.
不管我们有多忙
，and we could always find time reading His word.
我们都要找时间来读主的话
，and to hide His word in our heart.
把他的话藏在我们的心里面
，so that Holy Spirit could shine light upon it.
圣灵就可以来光照这些话
，and speak the word again in us.
把他的话再说在我们的里面
，so that the Logos could become Rhema to become the basis for our faith.
The Logos 成为那个 Rhema 成为我们信心的根据。
And another point is that we need to have a good conscience.
另外一点的话呢，我需要有无愧的良心。
And Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:19,
保罗弟兄在提摩太前书第一章第四节这里说
，And he says that keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith.
常存信心和无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
So from this verse, we can see the close relationship between faith and conscience.
从这句话里面我们看见说信心和无愧的良心有一个很紧的关系。
And some elderly brother already told us that Christian conscience is the voice of God.
有没有年长的弟兄告诉我们说基督徒的良心就是神的声音。
The Holy Spirit speaks to us in our conscience.
圣灵借着我们的良心在我们里面来说话。
If we reject the voice of the Holy Spirit in our conscience, our faith will just be like the ship suffering shipwreck.
如果我们拒绝圣灵在我们良心里面所说的话，我们就像那个船破坏的一样。
And our faith can no longer move forward. The only direction he can go is downward.
我们的信心就不能够带我们往前，它只能带我们往下。
And therefore, Paul says that not only do we need to keep our faith, but we also need to have a good conscience.
保罗告诉我们说，我们要来保全有好的信心，我们需要有无愧的良心。
And how to keep our conscience good?
我们怎么样能够保持无愧的良心呢
？It is by the blood.
我们就靠主的血。
And brothers and sisters, if we have ever offended against God and against man,
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们得罪了神，得罪了人
，and we need to ask the Lord by His blood for forgiveness.
我们需要求主的赦免，求主的宝血来洁净我们
，so that our relationship with Him could be restored.
不然我们跟神的关系能够被恢复过来
，and so that we can continue to follow Him in faith.
我们就能够继续不断的来在信心里面跟随主。
And there is one more point and concerning our exercising our faith.
关于这个信息的操练，我们还有另外一个点要交通。
It is obedience.
这就是顺服。
In Hebrews 11:8, it says,
在希伯来书十一章第八节这里说
，By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。
And brothers and sisters, true faith will lead to action.
弟兄姊妹们，真实的信心会带来行动。
And if the faith is genuine, then there is obedience.
那信心如果信心是真实的话呢，后面就有顺服。
I believe that hymn "Trust and Obey" is a favorite to many brothers and sisters.
我相信说有首诗歌叫《信而顺服》，对弟兄姊妹来都很熟悉，都很多人都喜欢这首诗歌。
Yes, the lyrics are really words out of experience.
这个诗歌的歌词实际上是诗歌作者的经历。
Indeed, trust and obey is the blessed way.
这里说信和顺服是唯一蒙福的道路。
The way to be happy in the Lord.
这在主里面得喜乐的道路。
The way to please our God.
是这条路是带我们到能够讨神喜悦的光景里面去。
pray that as we follow the Lord, we could trust in Him and we can also obey Him.
我们祷告，我们跟随主的时候，我们能够来顺服他，我们来信而顺服，来信靠他。
And lastly, as we exercise our faith, we should start it from small things, little things.
最后一点要提的就是，我们在操练信心的时候，我们要从小事开始。
In Luke 16 verse 10, the Lord says,
在路加福音16章4节，这里主这里说，
The one who is faithful in a very little thing is also faithful in much.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
Faithful literally means the fullness of faith or loyal to faith.
忠心这里说就是信心的完全，信心的丰满。
Yes, or loyal to faith.
就是对信心很忠诚。
Yes, indeed, without faith, it is impossible for us to be faithful.
如果没有信心的话，我们是不可能信实，不可能忠心的。
And the, so, brothers and sisters, we need to exercise our faith in little things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在小事上来操练我们的忠心。
And our faith.
来操练我们的信心。
Yes. And some brother use a weight training as an analogy for the exercising of our faith.
弟兄姊妹们，有一些弟兄可能会用这个锻炼身体的这个方法来做比喻。
Yes, the weight training.
就是来举重的方法来
yes,
来做比喻。
Yes, and then we should start it with the light weights.
我们开始的时候我们要举轻一点的。
And as our muscle has been strengthened, then we can lift a heavier weight.
当我们的肌肉经过锻炼之后，我们可以来举越来越重的东西。
And it is true for the muscle of our faith.
这对我们来讲，对我们信心的肌肉也是一样的。
And I think we all know our brother Hudson Taylor by name.
我们都知道说我们的戴德森弟兄。
Yes, and he was the founder of China Inland Mission.
他是中国内地会的创建人。
And he was considered a man of faith.
他被认为是个有信心的人。
He completely trusted in God and to provide for him in his life, for his life and also for his service.
在他的生活中，在他的服事里面，他是完全的信靠神的供应。
And before he entering his service in China,
在他开始在中国的服事的时候，
he learned to exercise his faith in small things, little things.
他就在小事上来学习操练信靠神。
And at that time, he worked as a medical assistant to a physician.
在那个时候，他是一个医生的一个助理。
And the physician was a kind man. He was also a Christian.
那个医生是个基督徒，也是一个很好的人。
Unfortunately, he was very forgetful.
他是很健忘的。
Yes, and he was forgetful, and he often forgot to pay Hudson Taylor's salary on time.
他很健忘，很多时候他忘了这个把工资付给这个戴德森弟兄。
And yet, our brother was exercising his faith. He wanted to prove and experience our God was trustworthy.
我们的弟兄就在这件事情上操练信心，他要来证明神是信实的。
And so he determined not to claim.His needs to man, but only claim his needs to God.
他决定说他不跟人来讲他的需要，他只跟神讲。
And so on one occasion, and his employer forgot his salary again.
那有一次他的雇主又忘了发给他工资。
So Hudson Taylor had been waiting and also been praying.
戴德森弟兄正在等，在那里祷告。
And but he has been a couple of weeks overdue.
但是呢，已经过了一两个礼拜。
And then he started to struggle then whether he should continue to pray and wait, or he should just kind of remind his employer about the salary.
他里面就有挣扎，他就不知道说他应该继续的等，继续的祷告呢，还是说直接就跟他的老板说，你忘了发我工资了。
Yes, and but he was convinced that he continued on in praying and waiting.
但是他里面就是被圣灵说服，他要继续的祷告，继续的等候。
And,Praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit actually reminded the physician about the matter.
赞美主，圣灵就跟那个医生，他的雇主就说这件事情了。
And yes, about the overdue salary, and actually it was without Hudson Taylor's accounting.
就是不需要戴德森弟兄自己说，是圣灵在那个医生的里面把这件事情跟医生说。
And finally, the physician apologized to Hudson Taylor and pay him.
最后这个医生就是跟戴德弟兄道歉，然后把工资拖欠的工资还给他。
The whole incident seems a very trivial matter.
那这件事情好像是个非常小的事情。
It was a little thing compared to the to his future service.
跟他将来所要开始的这个事故来比较，是一个非常非常小的事情。
And but our brother testified in his autobiography.
那时候呢，我们的弟兄在他的自传里面就证明这件事情。
And yeah, he had testified. He mentioned this matter.
他来提到这件事情，来为主做见证。
And he said that whenever he recalled the incident,
他就说不管他遇到什么样的一个情况
，and it provided for him comfort and strength in the circumstances of a much greater difficulty.
就这些小的事情，他所经历到的，使他以后要经历到在更大的难处的里面，给他安慰，给他根据信心的根据。
So brothers and sisters, do look down on little things.
弟兄姊妹们，不要小看这些小事情。
Actually, it will be a chance for us to exercise our faith.
这个小事情上面的这个操练的机会，就是我们来操练信心的机会。
Indeed, if we can learn to trust in the Lord in little things in life.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们在生活中间来学习，在小事上来操练的时候
，and that will be the opportunity to exercise the muscle of our faith.
这就是我们来操练我们信心的肌肉的机会。
And it may be the matters concerning our personal life.
也许是在我们的个人生活里面的操练
，our family life，
或者我们家庭生活里面的操练
，something concerning our children，
或者关于我们孩子上面的事情
，or even our service，
或者我们所做的侍奉。
And if we could exercise in little things，
如果我们能够在小事上面有操练的话
，then we can be better prepared for greater needs in the future。
那我们就能够被主预备好来应对将来更大的需要。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord returned, He desired to find faith on the earth。
弟兄姊妹们，当我们的主回来的时候，他要来找地上。人们有没有信心
？We only have a little while before we will see him face to face.
只剩下一点点的时间，我们就要看见主回来了。
And may our faith continue increase.
愿我们的信心能够一直不断的增加。
May we trust in him more and more.
愿我们能够越来越多的来信靠他。
May our life be more pleasing to him.
愿我们每个人的生活都能越来越讨神的喜悦。
May this sharing be a mutual encouragement to all of us.
愿我们今天的分享能够使大家。彼此有激励。
And there's I will conclude my sharing with a word of prayer.
好，我们最后一点祷告。
Our Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
亲爱的主，我们来感谢赞美你。
Because indeed you are the author and the finisher of our faith.
因为你实在是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Lord, in our journey, in our following after you.
主，在我们这条属灵的路上。
Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen us.
主，我们祷告你来坚固我们。
And you will continue to lead us to trust in you more and more.
你来带领我们，让我们越来越多人来信靠你。
And grant us a childlike faith.
你赐给我们像孩子般简单的信心。
So our walk, our service, and also our life could be pleasing in your sight.
让我们的行事为人，让我们的服事，让我们的生活能够讨你的喜悦。
And we could truly wait for your return.
让我们能够真正的能够等候你的回来。
We thank you and praise you for your word.
我们为你的话语的感谢赞美你。
We thank you for speaking to us.
我们谢谢你对我们的心来说话。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have a few announcements.
弟兄姊妹们，我有一些报告。
And for our local meetings are all held online.
我们本地的聚会还是在网上。
And we have a Tuesday prayer meeting as usual.
我们有礼拜二晚上的祷告机会。
And brothers and sisters, indeed, we are in this very challenging, difficult times.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是活在一个非常困难的一个时代。
And the time is very dangerous as well.
这也是一个非常危险的时代。
So, we would like to encourage brothers and sisters, we need to come before the Lord together in prayer.
我是在鼓励大家，弟兄姊妹们，我们常常来到一起来祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, please come to attend the Tuesday prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹们，礼拜二晚上到一起来祷告。
And we also, our Friday Bible study meetings will be held as usual.
我们也有礼拜五晚上的查经聚会。
And there will also be a Saturday Southeast District Bible study.
我们也有东南区的读经聚会是在礼拜六。
Yes, and for Sunday, we still have a Breaking of Bread meeting.
在主日我们有擘饼的聚会。
And that will be held either in the groups or in our individual homes.
或者在弟兄们个人的家里面，或者我们小组有这个擘饼聚会。
And we encourage brothers and sisters, we still need to spend time, through the bread and the cup to remember the Lord.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们借着这个饼和杯来纪念我们的主。
And for next Sunday, the message meeting And we will have two brothers sharing with us.
下个主日有两位弟兄和我们来分享。
And there will be a brother Asaph Yeh and also a brother Shi Bo Li.
是叶瑞谦弟兄和李世博弟兄来交通。
And brother Yun Ke and brother Nelson will be interpreting.
柯荣弟兄和徐浩宇弟兄来翻译。
And brothers and sisters, please remember our brothers' services in our prayers.
弟兄姊妹们来纪念我们弟兄们讲台的服事。
And the children meetings will be held as usual.
礼拜五我们儿童的聚会也是正常正常进行。
Yeah, there will be a Friday evening and also on Sunday afternoon.
在礼拜五的晚上和主日的中午。
And this year's West Coast Christian Conference will be held online.
今年这个西岸特会会在晚上举行。
And it is from Wednesday, July 28th to Sunday, August 1st.
是从礼拜三7月20号开始到主日8月1号结束。
The theme of the conference is the spiritual reality of a church.
这个特会的主题是教会属灵的实际。
And it is derived from Colossians chapter 3 verse 11, Christ is all.
是从哥罗西书3章11节基督是一切的以来的。
And the registration will start on April 15th.
4月15号将开始接受报名。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to set a time to attend the conference.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们预留时间来参加这个特会。
And also, in the meantime, we need to live out the conference and all the services in prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹们为这个特会来祷告，纪念各样的服事。
And there are some additional announcements and prayer requests.
还有一些其他的一些报告。
And brothers and sisters, you can refer to the church website for them.
大家可以上网来看这些额外的报告和祷告事项。
And this will conclude our meeting.
好，我们今天的聚会停在这里。
Farewell, brothers and sisters.
弟兄们，再见。